Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a pretty good weekend against the Minnesota Gophers, where Saturday your team had them pinned down by one goal going into the third. Talk about that game first and foremost and the energy you saw out of your team on that Saturday.
Yeah, well, thanks, Kelly. And obviously, you know, you lose a game, it's a loss is a loss, right? But again, you want to evaluate the performance, not the scoreboard. And I thought we played one of our better games, just played really, really hard for 60 minutes. Just loved our battle level, our compete level. You know, and you're right, there were times I thought we had them back on their heels. We had a great second period. You know, after going down 2-0, we came back, scored a power play goal, 2-1. So, you know, we're right there. But credit them. I thought they managed the third period extremely well. And a couple of their super seniors scored some goals there in the third period. But the message after the game was that's how we have to play. It doesn't matter who we play. It's how we play. And it was the effort and the compete that was the thing that stood out to me the most. And I said, there's no reason we can't play like that all the time. We just got to come and battle and compete. And there's no guarantees in this game. I mean, we could come out and play as hard as we possibly can, and that doesn't guarantee anything. But you're always going to have a chance when you play like that.
I know a lot of people asked me about that Saturday game, and I said, hey, if the Beavers play like that, they have a chance at beating these next three weekend opponents. How much momentum does your team come into St. Cloud this weekend carrying from that Saturday?
Well, you know, certainly we've tried to build on it. We've tried to bring a lot of positive energy all week in practice. And again, we have an opportunity. Again, it's not going to be easy. That was the last message I gave them on the bus is you have to earn anything you get in this league. Tonight's not going to be easy. This team that we're playing is battling for a higher position in the league, and they're at home. And so, again, we got to come out tonight, play as hard as we can. But hopefully that feeling that they had last week of how they competed, how they played, you know, again, we had a good week of practice. Hopefully we can have a good start tonight.
The other question that I got asked was how much did those TV timeouts help you? And obviously this weekend you'll have those again here today and tomorrow.
Well, we tried to utilize them. You know, we just said, hey, let's focus on those first, you know, 5 minutes. And, you know, sometimes it goes a little longer than 5 minutes. But, you know, the focus was on that chunk of time and just do our job and compete hard and try to win each shift in that time frame. And then we had the timeouts to try to kind of regroup and talk about things we needed to talk about. So yeah, they came in handy. And this week it'll be the same thing. It's not something we always get, but certainly when we get them, we're going to try to take advantage of them.
You're playing on Olympic-size ice. So what are the pros and cons of playing on a big sheet?
Well, it's, for one, you know, if you're a good skating team, you can handle the puck, it's there's a lot more room. You know, you've got 15 more feet to enter zones. You've got a lot more room in the corners. And here, it's down behind the net's huge. I mean, you can almost play a 5-on-5 down there, and you wouldn't run into anybody. But defensively, it could be a challenge because if you get outside those dots, boy, that's a big lane down the middle. So again, this is their rink; they practice on it all the time. So certainly, they're going to have advantage. But you know, we feel we got a team that can get up and down the ice, and we've talked about that, utilizing our speed, utilizing our good good puck movement. Maybe we could take advantage of some situations.
Well, the last time against the Huskies, your team lost both those games, but two-goal games, tight games. What do you expect out of this weekend?
Same thing. We go back the last number of years. I think 1 year we had 3 overtime games with them. You know, that one I knew one last year or 2 years ago. I mean, they've just been really tight. No easy ice, just really hard-fought affairs, and I kind of expect the same thing this weekend.
BSU owns a winning record against St. Cloud State. Last 10, your team is 3-6-1. What's it going to take to win here tonight?
Well, I think a good start's imperative, Kelly. I think that's a big thing. I want to come out with a good start, get our feet going, get pucks deep. We need to own our net front. We need to own our house. We need a good job protecting the middle. And again, they've got some really talented upperclassmen. And we've got to know when they're on the ice. We've got to have good stick on puck. We've got to have our head on a swivel. But the bottom line is we just got to go out and try to outwork them.
I know the national poll went from the top 10 to the top 15, and St. Cloud State ranked right there at number 15. Do you like that they extended the national poll?
Well, they decided to do it because the national tournament went from 8 to 11, and so they thought, you know, instead of just ranking, you know, 10 teams, it's there's 11 teams that are in the national tournament. Let's expand the poll to 15. So, it's either here nor there. You know, it seems like it's a lot of the same teams in the top 10 all the time, but good for programs that maybe not get that recognition to receive votes.
Coach, taking a look at film this last week, watching the Huskies, what are some of their tendencies?
Well, again, Emma Gentry has always impressed me ever since she's been in the league now. She's just a junior, but she's just a force, big, strong, power forward that really plays physical, and she's scored on us just about every game now the last few years that she's played in. But Hemlerova's having a great year. She's a fifth year. Newland's a fifth year. Just really, really talented European players that have a lot of skill. And you look at their points. They're leading their team in scoring. So, those three for sure. You gotta pay attention to. They do have some injuries on the back end, and that might be an area where we could take advantage of it.
Taking a look at your lines, top line looks the same. You kind of switched things up there from number two to number four.
Just trying to get get some different looks. Again, we haven't. It's not like we're lighting the lamp on a regular basis. I really liked how Gabby's line played last week against Heisey's line. I thought they were pretty effective. Generated some really good scoring chances. We're just trying to find the right combination. I like the way this group has looked the last few days in practice, and we're going to need all of them to really play at the top of their game if we want to win today.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.